want to talk about the secret to getting along with people that you care about. You know, we always set out, most of us, intentionally to get along with people we care about, but sometimes that's not our reality. And the reason that's not our reality is because circumstances and situations will come up that will challenge the individual, challenge you, challenge the relationship. And what happens is when these challenges come up, we don't really know how to deal with them. And what happens is we end up having huge breakdowns with people we care about, and it leaves us feeling icky about ourselves and icky about the situation and hopeless and lost. So I intend to really shed some light on that particular experience and leave you with a tool, you know, some information that will help you if that should happen to you. So what happens is when we have a challenge with someone we care about, first of all, we're really only going to have challenges with people we care about because other people don't mean enough to us for us to let them upset us, right? Be like, oh, whatever, whoever, I don't even care. But when you care, there is an open, that's just kind of par for the course, you know, that's how it goes. So when someone you care about hurts you, chances are very good that it's because they've activated your trigger. Okay, what is a trigger? A trigger is an experience from the past that was so impactful that it really left you very, very sad and very, very vulnerable. And to make sure that doesn't happen to you again, usually when you are triggered, you will become angry because anger masks sadness, right? We don't want anyone to hurt us because sadness leads to the vulnerability, then we're going to be angry. That's going to be our protective. That's going to be our defense mechanism is anger. So when someone has hurt you, chances are very good that they've triggered you. They've actually done something that's reminiscent of that very, very first experience you've ever had in which your trigger was born that left you sad. So what there is to do to protect ourselves, and I'm going to take it from the perspective of you being triggered as opposed to you triggering, because I can't talk about other people's triggers, but I can talk to you about your trigger. And once you know how to protect your trigger, then you'll know how to protect the trigger of those you care about. So once you are triggered, or once you are aware of what your trigger is, that's actually what I wanted to say. Once you're aware of what your trigger is, it would be really great for you to have a conversation with people in your life that you care about and that you know care about you and that you know these are people who would never intentionally want to hurt you, and let them know what your trigger is. So here's how that would look. My trigger is deception. So people that I know and I care about and I know that they care about me, I will say to them, for the most part, there's really nothing you can do to upset me because I love you, and I will always stand in your intention and not your action, because intentions mean far more to me than an action. Actions are accidental sometimes. They're a result of being careless. But I know your intention is to love me and make me feel loved by you. However, I need you to be just really, really careful when it comes to deception, because that is a trigger that would far surpass my intention to stand in your intention. So I'll say that another way. I need you to be cautious when it comes to deception, because when I'm deceived, I lose my ability to be logical or reasonable because I fall into my reptilian brain, which is fight or flight. And then I could care less about what your initial intention was because I'm so hijacked by being triggered. When you let people know what your trigger is, they're going to be more careful and far more cautious about where they step with you. It's almost like you get a free pass around that one, but not in a way that you want to use it to manipulate. You want to use it so that you can actually create harmony in your relationship and maintain the harmony. So the same holds true for people that you care about, right? You want to ask them, what is your trigger? What really sends you over the edge? Because as much as we love each other and as much as we get along, I just want to make sure that I always steer clear of that. You know, I was working with a client today, and his trigger is when someone tries to steal the position that he's in, you know, by replacing him or pushing him out of a certain spot. It really sends him into his reptilian brain, and it impairs his ability to be creative, because once we're in our reptilian brain, we go into fight or flight. So therefore, we're in a space of survival, and you can't survive and be creative at the same time. So if you're living in your reptilian brain, don't expect to create, don't expect to be able to produce any extraordinary results in life, because you can't. You're in survival. All right, so my request is, if you are looking to have wonderful conversations around the table, or just to have an intimate conversation, my request is that you start looking at the triggers and being in the inquiry of what the triggers are for those that you care about, so that you can really take on being responsible for their experience of you, and that their experience of you be one grounded and founded in love and respect and honor and admiration. Okay? All right, you guys, I'll talk to you tomorrow.